Hello, and welcome to the Assembly Podcast. We pray that the Word of God will encourage you to live your life for Him, and that your life will be forever changed by the power of His Word. Stay tuned now for today's message, and remember, there is always a place for you at the Assembly.
I know none of the dads in the room would ever be guilty of saying perhaps the opposite of that. But how many have heard someone say the opposite of that, right? You've heard that money doesn't grow on trees, all that stuff. Well, listen, it seems like fathers, dads in general, we have a reputation that we're trying to live down, right? I mean, the fact that we never ask for directions. I mean, is that really true? I mean, really? The fact that we hate to stop after we just stopped, is that really true? Oh. So there's certain things that as dads we're known for. It's almost kind of like it's our reputation, or another word I want to use this morning is our legacy. Here's one thing I've learned, and this video kind of proves it, is that as fathers, we don't get to choose what our kids remember, right? Matter of fact, I've discovered that many kids will actually choose to remember things I wish they would forget. Anybody else have that phenomenon going on in your house? Me and Stella were getting dressed yesterday. We'd been out swimming, and I was helping her change clothes, and I sat down on the edge of the bathroom, the bathtub, and I was sitting down to help her change clothes, and she looked at me, and she said, "Don't fall backwards, Daddy." And the reason she said that was because, like, over a year and a half ago, we were doing the exact same thing, and I sat down to help her change clothes, and that morning I fell backwards into the bathtub, and she thought that was hilarious, and she couldn't have been any more than a year and a half or 2 years old, and here we are. She remembers that out of all the things. She can't remember where we put toys or what I told her 10 minutes ago, but she remembers that, and I'm like, why don't you remember some other stuff? And, you know, sometimes I think, probably some of my dad probably asked me. Matter of fact, one time he did ask me as a teenager. He said, "Son, how come you can sing every song on the radio, but you can't remember the answers to this math problem?" You know, he would ask me things like that. So we kind of have a reputation of different legacies we live. But this morning I want to talk about creating a lasting legacy and trying to make sure, you know, we're obviously remembered by a lot of different things. But let's be remembered as men, as fathers. Let's make sure we're throwing in the batch. We're throwing in their minds. We're throwing in the minds of other people that some things that we want them to remember. Let's pass on some attributes of faith and our love for the Lord as well. And obviously, as you're picking up, this message is geared to fathers today. But I want to tell you, if you're a mom, I believe this some of these principles can help you pass on your faith as well. If you're a student today, some of these can help you pass on your faith as well. But today, obviously, the lingo I'm going to be speaking is having a lot to do with fathers. Starting in Ephesians chapter 6, the word says this: "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger by the way you treat them, but rather bring them up with the discipline and instruction that comes from the Lord." The Lord has this message to fathers. He said, hey, help your kids learn the ways of the Lord. And to figure out, you may ask, well, how on earth do I do that, especially in the day we live in? Well, Deuteronomy chapter 6 gives us a good explanation of the command of what we should do. And verse number 1 of Deuteronomy 6 says, "These are the commands and the decrees and the regulations that the Lord your God commanded me to teach you. You must obey them in the land you're about to enter and occupy, and you and your children and your grandchildren must fear the Lord your God as long as you live. And if you obey all his decrees and commands, you will enjoy a long life. Listen closely and be careful to obey, then all will go well with you, and you will have many children in the land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, promised you verse number 4 says, "Listen, O Israel, the Lord our God is the Lord alone. And you must love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your strength. And you must commit yourselves wholeheartedly to these commands I'm giving you today. Repeat them again and again to your children. Talk about them while you're at home and when you're on the road and when you're going to bed and when you're getting up. Tie them to your hands and wear them on your forehead as reminders. Write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates." Let's pray. Father, we love you. And Father, we do thank you, first off, for all the great men who have been placed in our lives to serve as fathers. Some of them are genetically, biologically, truly our earthly father. Others of them are just men that have been placed in our lives through the church or through just circumstances of life who have spoken words in season of us and help us along our journey. We honor all of them today, and we thank you, Father, for putting them in our path. God, I also pray that you'll challenge every man in the room today and each of us. Challenge each of us how we can pass on the faith that's been placed into us today, that we could create or continue a legacy of faith this morning. So, Lord, help us today to hear what the Holy Spirit wants to say to us. Anoint me above my own ability to speak the words of God and the words of God alone. And we'll give you thanks and praise. If you're ready to hear the word of God, say amen. By the way, as you exit today in celebration of Father's Day, there's several dozens and dozens of donuts on the Connect table out in the lobby. So don't pass go. Make sure everybody stops by and gets you a donut. The sinners are fat-free, so help yourself to them and don't feel guilty about it, all right? So we're learning this morning how to pass on our faith, how to leave a legacy of faith. I believe that the influence of a father is one of the most important things we do as dads. At some point, everything we invest our life in to is going to erode or it's going to go away. At some point, you will retire from your job. At some point, you will change areas of ministry. Or if you're like me, one day we'll go from being, you know, in front to working other ways. One day you will move geographically, perhaps away from your children. But there's one thing that will never change. If you're a father in the room today, you will always be dad. And since that's one of the lasting things of your life, shouldn't that also be something that we elevate to be one of the most important things we invest our life in today? It's so easy for us to invest our life in things that isn't going to last very long. It's easy for us to invest our life in roles that have expiration date on it, when the fact is you're someone's father never has an expiration date. That is something you will spend your entire life doing, and something that will live beyond your life as well. And so I want to challenge us this morning to live a life that creates a lasting legacy. Well, Pastor, how do I do that? I want to give you a few ways this morning from Deuteronomy chapter 6. The first way you do it is you love the Lord your God with all your heart. The scripture says with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength. Jesus repeated this scripture in the New Testament saying this was, you know, the greatest command. It was to love the Lord with all your heart. You may say, well, Pastor, how and why is that so important? Here's why it's so important. It's because before you can pass on spiritual passion, you must first have spiritual passion. I want to say that again because some of you are still dreaming of donuts. Before you can pass on spiritual passion, you must have spiritual passion. The scripture says, love the Lord your God. What's that talking about? That is talking about being passionate about the things of the Lord. It says to do it with all your heart, all your strength. And I want to tell you what the things that you pass on, the legacy you leave, is going to be tied to what you're all about. Not just what you're lightly committed to. I have a friend of mine. He is an avid Razorback fan. His son is now 14 years old. And so I see them on Facebook all the time, and his son is like a Arkansas Razorback fanatic. It's like every picture I see him on Facebook, every picture he's wearing an Arkansas hat or an Arkansas shirt. I mean, he's just enamored with the Razorbacks. The thing about that is this: his son has never lived in Arkansas. They're in the ministry, and their last two positions has been, matter of fact, all of my buddy's positions have been outside of Arkansas. So his son has never lived in a zip code inside of Arkansas, and yet you look at him, and he eats and breathes the Razorbacks. Why? It's not because he lived here and he caught it by the environment he was around. No, but he caught it. He caught the passion from his father. I want us to as men today to examine what passion are we passing on to our children. Amen? We've got to make sure, and we've got to consistently examine that what we're passing on is what we meant to pass on. See, kids know the difference between what we do and what we're about. So we got to make sure that we're passing on the important things. We want to make sure that our lives are all about Him, because they know what our passion really is. Secondly, this morning, the way we pass on this legacy of faith is, I know this is going to seem kind of old school, but I just couldn't come up with any better way to say it, is that we've got to practice what we preach. And some of you say, well, Pastor, I'm not a preacher. Oh, yeah, you are. You preached this morning when you got up and had your family at church at the 9 o'clock service. That preached something to your family. Matter of fact, it preached to your family. It preached to your neighbors. It preached to your coworkers. Every time you get out of bed and you come to the house of God and you lift up the name of Jesus, friends, you are preaching to those around you. You are setting an example, and you are making a statement that though your kids may go a different direction, they may not honor the word you're preaching to them, but friends, you are preaching to them even today. We got to make sure we practice what we preach. For our faith to be passed on, it must be more than theory. It must really be the heartbeat and the application to our life. There's a phrase that came on the scene several years ago, or at least came on the scene of my life several years ago. The phrase, and the first time I heard it, I thought, what on earth does that phrase mean? The phrase was this term, practical atheism. How many of you have heard that terminology before? Practical atheism. What practical atheism is, it is when a person claims to be a follower or an subscriber to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. But then for all practical purposes, they live their life as if God doesn't exist. Does that make sense? I mean, if you look up their name on Facebook, when it says religious view, it says Christian. If you ask them in the grocery store if they go to church or if they follow Jesus, they'll say, yes, you know, I'm there every time the doors are open on Christmas and Easter. You know, they claim to follow Christ. But if you examine their life, if you examine their financial decisions, their time decisions, if you examine what they do Monday through Saturday, there's nothing about their life that says they're living for Jesus. They are, for all practical reasons, they are atheists. Well, Pastor, why do you bring that up? Because, friends, our attitude of being, and our practice of being practical atheists is actually raising up a generation of actual atheists. Amen. Because people, we do not pass on what we proclaim, we pass on what we practice. If you want to tweet something, tweet that this morning. Well, Pastor, I don't like that. It doesn't really agree with the way I think. Well, Paul said it in 1 Timothy chapter 4. Listen to what he said. Keep a close watch on how you live and on your teaching. Stay true to what is right. Listen to this. For the sake of your own salvation. But listen. And the salvation of those who follow you. Listen, friends, it's not enough just to point those who follow us in the right direction. We got to lead them there. Amen. I had a guy, I may have told you this story before, but if I did, just pretend like it's brand new and say, ooh, wow, or something. I had a parent come to me. This is 15 years ago when I was in youth ministry. I had a parent come to me, and he said, he was distraught. And he said, you know, Pastor Greg, I don't understand. My son is going off the rails. He's doing this, that, and the other. And I don't understand because I drop him off at church every Sunday and every Wednesday. What's going on? Did you pick up on that? He wasn't leading his son to Christ. He was actually dropping him off and hoping someone else would do that for him. But friends, we've got to be people who practice what we preach. Listen, people are listening. Our kids are listening. Megan and I were driving down the road a few days ago, and I made this statement. We were just enjoying conversation, and I just accidentally let the word ice cream come out of my mouth. And my daughter, who's in the back of the car, singing, and as far as I was concerned, in her own little world, having a great time, guess what? She heard those words. And Megan said, you better be careful what you say, because little ears are listening. And if you say those words, you be able to produce the product of what you're saying. And friends, we need to become experts in producing what we're saying by practicing what we're preaching. Amen? One psychologist said it this way, that theory without practice is empty. Jesus said it like this, why do you call me Lord when you don't do what I say? John Maxwell says some words that have really kept me in check for a long time. He says, we teach what we know, but we reproduce who we are. Nobel Prize winner Albert Schwartzel says it like this, an example is not the main thing in persuading others, it's the only thing. Amen. We have got to be people who practice what we preach today. Why don't you just nudge your neighbor real quick and say, you need to practice what you preach. Amen. That's not a message for the pastor alone. It's definitely for the pastor, but it's for every single one of us that wants to lead a legacy of faith. Third this morning is we must assume the responsibility. Dads, we've got to assume the responsibility. If you're a single dad, or if you're a single mom today, or if you're a single person in the room today, we've got to assume the responsibility for presenting God's word to our family. Amen. Listen to this in verse number 7. Repeat them again and again to your children. Talk about it when you're at home and when you're on the road. Notice it doesn't say just send them off to Bible school or send them off to youth group or send them off to kids ministry. Though I am a great proponent of youth ministry and kids ministry, I'm so thankful that we at the assembly, I believe we have the best youth pastor and children's pastor there is. Amen? We do. And they do a fantastic job, and I can't wait. I mean, when Stella got old enough to start going to the kids' church a few months ago, we were like excited that she gets to worship with all those kids. I am pumped about the ministries of our church. But friends, the real weight of pointing our students towards Christ should happen at your house, not just in this house. Amen. It says, talk to them about it at home and when you're on the road. It says, repeat it to them. Verse number 7, there's certain scriptures of the word of God I don't like, and this is one of them. It says, repeat it to them again and again and again. And that's hard for me because I hate repeating myself. Anyone else have that problem? You know, I'll say something and someone will say, what? And I'll say it again and they'll say, what? And oftentimes, after the second time, I just say, forget it. Right? I'll do it myself. I'll go there myself. I might just change the story. I cannot stand repeating myself. But, you know, even experts in marketers have told us if we want someone to remember something, you got to say it 7 times in 7 different ways. And as people of God who wants to pass on our faith, we've got to be okay saying the right things over and over and over and over and over again. Acts chapter 17 reminds us that it's in Him that we live and we move and we have our being. That's what Deuteronomy chapter 6 was telling us. Hey, talk to your children about it when you're on the road. Talk to them when you're in your home. In other words, he was saying, let your faith in God permeate everything you do. Living for Jesus is not some compartment of our life that we sit to the side for Sundays or for Wednesdays. No, he's saying work it into everything you do. T.D. Jakes says it like this. He says, fatherhood is our opportunity to make an investment in the life of our children that they can draw from even when our life is over. How many understand that you're, just as we passed offering plates this morning and you put money into that, that someone's going to take out of this afternoon and count it and use it for kingdom purposes. Did you know that your life, that your life is investing into your kids' life? What you say to them, the words, the deeds you've done for them, it is investing into the vessel of their life. And even when we are someday gone or removed from them, they can draw out of the faith that you plant into their lives every single day. So let's make sure we're planting what needs to be planted. Fourth, this morning, I want you to realize that you can pass on. Say this with me. I can pass on. Now let's say it like you've already had a donut. Say this with me. I can pass on what I did not receive. You know, I was so blessed. I have a great earthly father. He's supposed to be in service with us next Sunday, who passed on to me a genuine faith. Matter of fact, I told someone the other day that a lot of what I probably consider common sense was actually learned behavior, because I was blessed by a father who raised us in church and taught us good financial decisions and all these things that what I call instinct might be actual learned behavior. But here's the good news, is we can pass on what we did not receive. Look at verse number 10. It says, the Lord your God will soon bring you to the land that he swore to give you when he made a vow to your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It is a land with large and prosperous cities that you did not build, houses that will be richly stocked with the goods that you did not produce. You will draw water from cisterns you did not dig, and you will eat from vineyards and olive trees you did not plant. In other words, the Lord is saying, I'm going to, now he's speaking of the physical promised land in that moment, I'm going to allow you to pass on things that you did not build, things you did not have of yourself. But friends, I want to tell you, in the same way spiritually today, you can pass on things that you did not receive. So if you didn't have a father who pointed you in the right way, that doesn't mean you can't be a father that points people in the right way. Just because you didn't see a father overcome evil with good doesn't mean you can't pass on that practice to your kids. Just because you didn't see grace given when faults occurred doesn't mean you can't pass that on. Just because you didn't see displayed faithfulness to the house of God, or faithfulness in tithing, or faithfulness in living for the Lord, doesn't mean you can't pass that on. Friends, you can pass on things you did not receive when you decide that I'm going to leave a legacy of faith. Because the deposit that our Heavenly Father deposits in you, you can deposit in others. And that's good news, because that means any dad, including me and including you, can be a great dad with the help of the Lord Jesus Christ. And fifth, this morning, Megan, if you want to come. Fifth, I would challenge you to never lose. How do I pass on a legacy of faith? Never lose your dependency upon the Lord. Verse number 12 says, be careful not to forget the Lord who rescued you from slavery in the land of Egypt. The Lord is saying the same power that brought you out of Egypt, he's speaking to the people of Israel, and sustained you through the desert, is still the same power you need in the promised land. I don't know if this is encouraging or discouraging, but either way, it's the truth. There's not a season of your life we're going to outgrow your need for the Lord's help. Every season of your life, you're going to need the help of the Lord. You know, last summer we were on vacation and we were leaving our condo on the last day. And I think feel like my illustrations have a theme today, because this one is about ice cream too. We were leaving our condo, and I just said, you know, what would make this the best vacation ever is if we could get Dairy Queen before we went home. And so, by the way, I just think it's a sign of God's favor upon our city that we're getting a Dairy Queen down the street from the church, okay? I just think that's, you know, maybe it is the Lord's will for me to be healthy in a, you know, the other way. So, anyway, so we were leaving our condo, and I looked at my truck, and it has that thing that tells you so many miles to empty. And my display said I had 10 miles to empty. The town that Dairy Queen was in was 12 miles away. And so the closer we got, I just kept on thinking, should I stop? Or should I stop and buy gas and then go? Or should I just, you know, go on faith and a prayer and hope that gets there? And the closer we got, you know, the more that, until finally the thing was telling me, you know, you're about out of gas and you got miles to go. And, you know, I realized in that moment that my ability to get what I wanted could be hindered by my dependency upon what's in the tank. And I want to tell you, no matter where you are in life, no matter how good the thing is you got your eyes on, or how great things seem, you have a dependency upon something. And your dependency needs to be upon the Lord Jesus Christ, because it's the only thing that can sustain you. It's the only thing that will fill you and never run dry. It's the only thing that really allows us to live a legacy beyond ourselves. And so I want to just challenge you, don't let your desire for one thing or something cause you to lose your dependency upon the one thing that provides all other things. Dads, if you ever have a moment where you feel like, I'm insufficient, I'm not enough, I can't do this, my family is a mess, my demands upon my life are too high, I just want to tell you, that's not a terrible place to be. Because all you've done in that moment, when you realize this great need you have in your life, all you've actually done is become aware of the dependency we have upon Him at all times of our life, whether we know it or not. Never lose your dependency upon the Lord, because it's in those moments that you realize, Father, without you, I cannot do it. It's in that moment that you actually have the potential to not just receive the greatest gifts from the Lord, but you have the potential to pass on your faith when you're living a life that recognizes, I am completely dependent upon God. So I want to ask every person in the room to bow your heads real quickly. And in just a minute, I'm going to ask all the dads to come forward. I just want to pray over every dad that's in the room. But before I do that, I just want to remind you that you can pass on what you did not receive. And you can pass on greater than what you received. You can pass on a legacy of faith. Which means if you didn't receive a legacy of faith, you can start a legacy of faith today. You can give your life to Christ today. If you haven't been living for the Lord Jesus Christ, you can do that right now. The Word of God says that if we're faithful to confess our sins, that He is faithful to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from everything that's not right. And the moment you do that, it doesn't just change what you're going to receive out of this life, because the Word says that when we choose Christ, that we receive life and life abundant, life and life eternal. So it doesn't just change what you receive in this moment. You can change what you pass on. You can create a legacy of faith. And if you're deciding to do that today and to say that prayer today, say, Pastor, I'm not right with God, and I've not been producing the right things with my life. Whether you're a mom or dad or single person, you can change what your life produces today by putting Christ in charge of your life. And you say, Pastor, I need to do that this morning. In just this private moment, would you just lift a hand real quick? Say, I need to do that today. I need to put Christ first in my life. Amen? Amen? Amen. I want to pray with those who lifted their hand this morning. And then I want to invite the dads to come in just a second. But let's pray together. Father, I'm thankful that your word says that if we are faithful and just, that if we're faithful to confess our sins, that you're always faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from everything that's not right. Lord, I'm thankful that the word reminds us that there's not one of us that's righteous because of our own deeds or on our own merit. We're only right because of what we've done with your testimony, with what we've done with the opportunity you've given us, and that is to make you the leader of our life, our Lord and our Savior. And Father, I'm thankful right now you're speaking to people about doing that right now. You're speaking to them about just laying their whole life at your feet and saying, Father, I'm yours. So God, I say, make that decision today to follow you with all their heart, all their strength, all their mind. God, I'm thankful you're going to lead them into a life that is, Lord, not always easy, but it's always got the abundance of Jesus on them and in them, and allows them to pass on something so much greater than we could pass on ourselves. It's a legacy of faith. Lord, help us to do that. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to ask you all to stand today, and as we're all standing, I want to ask every dad just to come forward this morning. Whether you're a dad, granddad, whatever, come forward today. And we want to close our service just praying for all the dads. Amen. As they're coming, congregation, can we just give our dads, show our appreciation to them today for their for just being who God's called them to be and placing them in our life. I want to say, especially to the men gathered around the front, you know, one of the most impressive things to me when I first came to the assembly 6 or 7 months ago was the quality of men and the dedication of the men of this church. So I want to applaud you for being who God has called you to be. And I want to just challenge myself with you. Let's keep investing and leaving a legacy of faith. Amen. Father, I thank you for these men. God, I thank you that you have entrusted them with the greatest job on earth, and that's being a dad to their children. And Lord, there's nothing that can rob that position from us, Lord, even when we blow it. Lord, you haven't called us to be perfect. You've just called us to be people who are pointing and leading those you placed in our lives towards you. So I pray that each of us will do that to the best of our ability. Lord, help us to pass on the passion you put in us by allowing us to be passionate about the right things. God, I pray that we'll pass on. Some of us were passing on what we did not receive, but God, you're going to continue to pour into us so that we can pour into others. And Father, help us to realize that our calling in this department has no expiration date. Lord, even when our kids are grown, Lord, these are still men that have influence, that can still speak blessings over their sons and their daughters. And God, I pray they will choose to do that every day of their life. Help us to leave a legacy of faith.
Thank you for listening to the Assembly Podcast. We hope you were strengthened by the Word of God today. The Assembly is growing and our ministries are doing big things for Jesus. If you are in the Cabot area, come by and check us out on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. For more information, visit our website at theassemblycabot.com or check us out on Facebook and Instagram.